Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous. Feeling the love. Welcome to another episode of Heezy's World. I am Roheezy, of course, and this is episode 152 of this lovely podcast that you guys just seem to keep coming back to on this Wednesday. I see my lonely guest there on Instagram, Benita Sweet Nita. Emphasis on the sweet. What's happening with you? And what's happening with the rest of the world? Let me see if I can keep up with the chats today. I ain't gonna be on here too long since I'm by myself, and it's not so easy talking to yourself. But it's not so easy when you're me. I mean, it's not so hard when you're me, though. But how is everybody doing? I hope everybody is all right. This is another great Wednesday in this beautiful world we live in on this beautiful planet called Earth. And yeah, I am here doing the thing. So, man, today was a day, man. I mean, today was a good day. Today was a day. Today was a very communicative day in the world of Heezy. You don't want to give up too much personal information, so excuse the vagueness, but it's like, in my life today, or in this week of Heezy's, in the Heezyan world, communication. It's communication. The battle of communication. Communication, communicating properly, communicating effectively, communicating healthily. You know what I'm saying? Are we all doing this? Are we all doing our part to communicate well to each other? To receive and give out. You know, are we doing well? I'm not doing so well. I can admit that. I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying? And I can stress about it because it's something I can continue to work on. You know, just hope anybody out there that's going through these issues with me, knowing that, I don't give up. I'm here for the long run. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, but I'm here to make the time feel great. I couldn't make that rhyme, but hey, not everything needs to rhyme. Y'all don't want to know what I'm sipping on today. I was just looking through the fridge and this is what I saw. And I didn't want to come up here with just water. Because, I want to have an excuse for saying dumb things. You know what I'm saying? If I say that what Uganda did today in their laws was a great law, I want to people to be, it was drinking. And yes, I would have to be drunk to say that's the case. But we'll get to that later. But what's going on with y'all? You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody, who's tuned in, who's not. I appreciate everybody once again. The last episode was really good to me. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing you guys tune in. And I want to also remind you guys that you can subscribe to my podcast. You know what I'm saying? I also offered back in the day. My man Soup got me thinking about this because he was trying to become my producer in a way. But I'm the only producer here in Heezy's world. But you can pay. Like, I've offered to have you pay to run my show like a newscast. So I would let you, I haven't come up with the number, but if you're the first, you can dictate the market price. You can dictate the cap value. You know what I'm saying? If you watch football, you understand. NFL football, that is. But, I'm offering my services as a podcaster and a sort of news reporter that, I can be your news, like offering the, whatever you want to talk about. Like, if one of you ladies, I'm sorry to be sexist, but I just know a lot of ladies like these reality TV shows. You want me to talk about the latest reality TV show or some subject in that show that was going on? Like, should Ray J be fucking with, I don't know. I'm just thinking of, I don't know. Whatever you want me to talk about, I can talk about. But as far as when Heezy's in control of the podcast, Heezy talks about what Heezy talks about. But I'm just offering that I can talk about whatever. And that's what I do. I talk about whatever. But it's me that looks up the news that I talk about. Which today should be interesting. I mean, I feel like there's like a lot of crazy things going on in the world today and this week. It is Aries season, so shout out to all the Aries. If you listen to my last podcast, I wasn't so fond of talking about. They say people who believe in horoscopes are stupid and think too highly of themselves. But the Aries, like the fellow fire signs, Leo and Sagittarius, Aries is a passionate, motivated, and confident leader who builds community with their cheerful disposition and relentless determination. Uncomplicated and direct in their approach, they often get frustrated by exhaustive details and necessary nuances. So if any, you got any Aries in my life, I know like four off the top. We got Chrissy, Kayla, Julia, Chrissy, Zion. I got a lot to say about Aries. It's not my favorite sign, you know what I'm saying? But they're just like Sagittarius, just like your third cousin. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Sagittarius third cousin. It's like the Sagittarius little brother or little sister. It's like the little tyke, you know, that wants to be like the big sag. You know, I want that big sag energy, little Aries said. But yeah, shout out to all the Aries, man. I mean, if they're community people, I can most Aries I know have a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying? You know, they think they're really loyal to whoever they like. You know what I'm saying? To that one person that they like. But, yeah, I mean, hey, shout out to the Aries, man. Hey, we all are necessary. Do not count any of us out. Even though there's, you know, peace, love, and Sagittarius at all times. But, yeah. It's Aries season. It's still Women's Month. Happy Women's History Month. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the ladies out there doing your thing. Okay? Trying my best to hold you guys in high esteem. It's hard sometimes. But yeah. So it's Wednesday, guys. And if it's Wednesday, you know that Tuesday is past. And if you heard the news, you would have thought Donald Trump, the past president of the United States of this America, would be getting arrested for which crimes? I don't know. But any crime, I don't think so. I don't know what the hell that was about. I've never seen somebody cry wolf. Maybe the wolf has went back into the forest for right now. You know what I'm saying? Well, who knows? I will say that the term selective outrage comes to mind, but it's not that. I feel like there's lingering negativity from people like him, Trump, and I was thinking about Tekashi 6ix9ine today. Like, people who have made themselves become hated through the camera lens. People we don't know. I mean, I guess we can assume to know them by what they portray themselves to be on camera. But I'm not a fan of, you know, bad things happening to people. Now, I understand that people do bad things. Like with all this class. So Tekashi 6ix9ine got his ass beat today in a bathroom in a gym. I guess his money is running low. He cannot afford his security anymore. And he got caught slipping, which people thought it was coming for the longest. I don't know how many years have passed, and a lot of us have wanted Tekashi's ass to be whooped. And I'm not going to include myself, but I mean, well, I'm a human like the rest of y'all. So if y'all can get like that, I'm sure I could for some reason. It's a distasteful trait of humans that I've never been fond of. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just big on not following the stars. Stars being famous people. And, you know, believing the shit that they're going through. And even conjuring up emotions for people that I don't know. Like being mad or sad. Like, I was sad when R. Kelly went to jail because I was like, damn, I liked R. Kelly's music. Now, singing that shit out loud, I look weird because he's weird. You know what I'm saying? And it's more than weird. I'm just using a light term. But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm not calling for anybody, Trump, to get arrested. I mean, I don't know. I think people who do the crime should maybe do the time. But I'm not a fan of the justice system. You know what I'm saying? They let people go. So why lock people up? Everybody should just be free if you're going to let some people be free. But whatever. That can get real deep real fast. And I ain't really going there right now. But yeah, so all that didn't happen. So, you know, hey, well, I mean, are you guys happy or sad? I just want to know. I don't know. Don't be too happy about things like that. But I will say, I am planning to hit Miami sooner or later this year or sometime soon. And Trump Hotel is going for pretty cheap. And, you know, in this woke era, which I hate calling it. I feel like somebody said it and somebody was like, oh, this is the era that we're going to call woke. And, you know, now it's just attached to the name of this time. And, you know, this woke era, we need to learn to take advantage of every era. COVID era, you know, the war eras, whatever. You know, take advantage. You always follow the times, the sign of the times. You know what I'm saying? We got our shit coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was having a conversation before this podcast started with one of my good friends, and over a topic I was just surprised to hear his side on, and or his or her side on. I'm not going to divulge. And I was just shocked. But I didn't really have the capacity to further be affected by it. So I was like, whoa, that's amazing. What else are you into? Because this is amazing if you're into that. But taking advantage of the woke era. So the Trump hotels are going for low. I was talking to the person that I was going to the hotel with. And I'm like, yo, why don't we go to Trump's hotel? Like, it's cheap. It doesn't, just because we're buying. And I understand putting money into a person's pocket of that nature. But I mean, look, I'm just like, who the fuck owns the Hilton? Who the fuck owns all these other hotels and shit? Like, I ain't got time to be sifting through. I'm just trying to find a hotel to stay at. I ain't fucking, it's like, we can't stay on the beach. We can't just stay on the sand. You can't pay for a spot on the sand. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. I hope people are getting my gist that, look, if it's cheap, get it. It's luxurious, apparently. He's not too, you know, he's not that bad. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and judge somebody I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to Trump. I heard the shithole countries thing, and I heard him fondling women, you know, when they don't want it and shit like that. But, I mean, everybody got their shit. I'm not approving of it. I'm just saying that since he's fucking up, I can get a cheaper stay at a nice hotel. I think it's 5 stars. I'm not sure. I would assume that his rich ass would have a 5-star hotel. But, hey. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. But yeah. Speaking of Miami. Now, I don't know how you know, the kids love going to Miami. The kids, college students, high schoolers. They're fucking up down there. Every year we're hearing about somebody getting killed or beat up or... I saw somebody just do a corpse dive on a fucking... some car that was just driving through the wrong spot of Miami, apparently. Like, that car... I mean, glad it was recorded. You could... I'd love to take that into insurance. You know what I'm saying? But it's just wild. These kids are not out of control. I mean, I feel like they're having fun. I feel like maybe something needs to be delegated out there in Miami to get things going. But basically, they're not... they're not canceling spring break. They're just going to close the liquor stores at 6 p.m. Why don't they just raise the age of the liquor license to like 30 or 35? Like, I don't know. Anyway, I mean, I guess 30, 35-year-olds will sell the liquor. You're still going to admit that type of behavior. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess it does calm things down. Motherfuckers do be drunk and wild. There do be drunk shit that be going on. So, I don't know. That's an interesting situation. I hope everybody's okay down there, and, you know, I hope it's okay for when the old people come, like me. I just want to have a good time on the beach, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, liquor stores close at 6, so I gotta make sure I'm out the hotel by 5. Speaking of that, check-in times suck. Whatever, I feel like everybody in the world would agree, check-in and check-out time should reverse. You should be able to check in. And, like, checkout is now 10 a.m. in some hotels, which used to be 11, used to be 12, used to be 1. They're getting cheaper and cheaper. They can't afford house service or cleaning service or whatever the fuck it may be. But they should just switch it, man. It's like they stealing from us, man. It just means they're just losing money and they're charging us extra. It's like you got to pay an extra day to really enjoy your hotel stay. You get to Miami. Who gets to Miami at the mid? Like, I don't know. Check-out times are 4 o'clock, check-in times are 10 a.m. That shit should be switched. And there should be laws against... there should be laws to fix that. And that's how I feel. But yeah, what the fuck? I mean, what the heck? But we do need to learn to squad up like these Miami kids, okay? Because apparently North Korea... I don't know why this news was a thing. I don't know why it became news. But apparently North Koreans somehow were tallied up, 800,000 of them. and asked if they would be ready to go to war to whoop our ass in a fight if it needed to be. Not a fight, but a war, I suppose. North Korea claims almost 800,000 citizens have signed up to fight against the United States. Was it? Okay, it is fight. It's fight. They want to go hands with us. According to a report by North Korea state newspaper, the Rodong Sinmun, around 800,000 of its citizens have reportedly volunteered to join or rejoin the nation's military to combat the United States. The newspaper stated that on Friday alone, roughly 800,000 students and workers throughout the country had expressed their willingness to enlist or re-enlist in the military to counter the United States. I mean, people joke around. There's a lot of jokes all through the internet. But I mean, hey, if we could just put Texas up there and I feel like we'll be all right. And in that right, Texas. But nah, I mean, from what I understand with North Korea, those people are brainwashed. They're under the, you know, China and North Korea. You can't ask about human rights over there or you'll get crucified. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do I really want to hear from a human that's not a human? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's slowly happening over here. You're like, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Let me move on. So other countries, man. Speaking about other countries, this shit about Uganda that I was talking about. So Uganda, I put Uganda because of the news. Uganda. We always stop. Okay, I gotta take the sound out. But Uganda. They probably be mad at shit I was saying this, but I live in America. But a Uganda parliament passes bill criminalizing identifying as LGBTQ, imposes death and imprisonment, or should I say imprisonment and death, because imprisonment is not worse than death. Ugandan lawmakers on Tuesday approved some of the world's harshest anti-gay laws, making some crimes punishable by death and imposing up to 20 years in prison for people identifying as LGBTQ+. The new legislation constitutes a further crackdown on the LGBTQ community, plus people in a country where same-sex relations were already illegal. Punishable by life imprisonment, it targets an array of activities and includes a ban on promoting and abetting homosexuality, as well as conspiracy to engage in homosexuality, Reuters reported. According to the bill, the death penalty can be invoked for cases involving aggravated homosexuality, a broad term used in the legislation to describe sex acts committed without consent or under duress against children, people with mental or physical disabilities by a serial or offender, or involving incest. A person who commits the offense of aggravated homosexuality and is liable on conviction to suffer death. Read the amendments which were presented by the chairperson for legal and parliamentary affairs, Robina Rakuju. Rights advocacy group Human Rights Watch, HRW, warned earlier this month that the law would violate Ugandan rights. The bill is expected to eventually go to Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni for assent. Museveni last week derided homosexuals as deviants. Anti-LGBTQ+ sentiment is deeply entrenched in the highly conservative and religious East African nation. I mean, that's just, so the country already, it was already illegal over there. And it's like surprising coming from over here because we're doing so much to, you know, like, let me put it the way one of my friends was just telling me, make their ass go back in the closet. And I was just like, they fought so hard to get out the closet. But if you look at the comments on any post you see, it's the internet, you know, people just say anything for clout now these days, like. We are fighting clout. There's a war on clout right now. Like, people want to take pictures of beating up Tekashi 6ix9ine, like, that's a good look for you. Like this is the biggest thing you can do in your life. But I don't know, y'all, like, for those who are saddened by this type of shit, like, it does mean things. I mean, I don't know what it means for America. We're already above that on a different level. So I don't know what that does for Uganda. I don't know. It does make you wonder, like, what do they have against gays? The sentiment that I've gotten is from people who have kids, that they don't like their kids being, and I guess this is straight people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny. I saw this post on the internet. I'll get to that after this. But but yeah, people with kids, they're fearful of their kids becoming gay, apparently. Back in the day, or maybe still now, gay used to be synonymous with happy. So I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. I'm straight and happy. I'm cool with gay people. And like, I was just telling y'all last week, I don't even think there should be a straight or a gay. Like, and I even had a moment this weekend, and I'll tell y'all about it. Like, I was trying to go celebrate with an old friend of mine, which is a current friend of mine, for their birthday. And they lied, like, they're bi, so I was just wondering if it was a gay club they were going to. And I asked that question, and then the person said, yeah, it's a gay club. And I was like, oh, well, why is there a gay club? Why is there such thing as a gay club? Why is there not straight clubs? I mean, is there a straight club? Like, where is there a straight club? But, I mean, I was schooled a bit, and there are people who, I mean, apparently men, y'all fucking it up for the straight clubs. Men, you know, they do this thing. I mean, I guess we do this thing. I ain't going to count us out, but we do this thing when we pass by ladies, like, this the lady, and we just pass by, and we're like, oh, excuse me, you know, just fucking them pretty much while we pass by. And, I mean, that's not right, guys. We shouldn't be doing that. I don't know why. I don't get it. It's hilarious because I see so many videos and memes about that shit. But, I mean, it is true that there's become clubs that, you know, well, gay clubs that, you know, that probably won't happen at. And anyway, none of that matters because it wasn't a gay club. I was just told it was a gay club. I don't know why the fuck she did that. She stopped me from coming to the fucking thing. Because I was going alone and I just, you know, I don't know what I'm getting into. I've never been to a gay club. So I was like feeling away. But I was told by other gay people that, you know, for people like me who like bi women, that's where you need to go. And then I was like, I don't know. I just didn't go because it was so far in D.C. and I was by myself. And anyway, kind of wish I went. But anyway, it doesn't matter. All I'm saying, I just don't understand why we got to separate ourselves. That's the problem with the world. We're separating ourselves. The gays shouldn't be like, I mean, I don't know. Don't separate yourself because that's how you target yourself. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I want everybody to just get along. This is why I do my podcast, because I feel like we all need to get along. Like, I want to, you know, people who watch anime need to get people who don't watch anime. I feel like those are two different people. But, man, I don't know, man. There's so much division. And, you know, we got to control what we can control. We got to speak up. You know, I'm a person that, I'm a hippie. The world is going world. You know, people are going people. I'm not going to complain too much until it comes to my front door. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, solutions, people. Don't complain. Solutionize. That should be the name of the podcast today. Solutionize, man. Like, stop complaining. Let's fix it. Like, the worst things, like gay rights. You know what I'm saying? Before gay rights, it was civil rights. You know what I'm saying? Just for being a different color. Now it's just for what you believe in. Like, now it's, you know, just because you like to fuck yourself, essentially. Like, essentially, you just like fucking yourself. You know, you don't want to fuck the other sex. So now you're wrong in another country. But, I mean, hey, look, either, and it was going on in this country, too. So it's like, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm glad that, because I used to be a brainwashed citizen. I used to be caught up in the news. I used to be caught up in, people used to be scared. It's a survival-ass mentality you have to have sometimes living in this world. So you got to go along with things just so you can make it out of things. You know what I'm saying? So I get why people act a certain way. But at your core, when you believe that people should die or be imprisoned for just being who they want to be, and they're not a killer, not somebody that wants to do any harm. I mean, you know, like how men say they want to kill that pussy. Maybe a guy wants to kill that male booty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that joke didn't fly over your heads. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's hurting anybody. Like, no, we should never focus on these type of things. But this is not happening here. I'm just stuck on that conversation I had with that person. But, it's wild. It's wild. Wild, wild, wild world we live in. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I never wanted to visit Uganda, and I probably still wouldn't now. But, yeah, man, let's move on. Let's move on to some other things. Bad Bunny sued for $40 million, apparently, for using his ex's voice memos in his songs. Let me tell you, that's some bitter shit. I mean, you know, it just happened between Beyonce and the milkshake girl. I'm sorry to forget her name. Khalees. don't speak down on people that got your voice. It's like, nah, I don't know. I mean, sue for $40 million. Like, let me start making voice memos. Let me do some things that, like, y'all still from this podcast if you want. I'm gonna get my money back. It's like, nah, I ain't even petty like that. But I mean, if you're making $1 million or something, I said, then yeah, I guess I would feel a way. I'm not shouting out the ex, because I just feel like, you know, I got a lot of exes, and I feel like some of them be bitter just because they not friendly now. And I'm like, why are you not friendly to me? Because you're bitter. But anyway, you know, I get it. I don't know. I feel bad for Bad Bunny. But it cancels himself out. Now he's just Bunny. But damn, that's crazy. This woman crazy, bro. Oh.
These women, even when they're saying it's not. All right. And so
what does that mean?
If I sense that, okay, you're a woman who can get very emotionally caught up when you engage sexually, and I know that I cannot give you, or I'm not able or willing to give you what you're ultimately looking for, then for me, it's 10 times, 100 times harder to still move forward and sleep with you. It makes dating hard because I can't be for everybody. You see? And what I've learned...
Well, I'll stop them there. But, so I just played that right now because that was something. I felt like something that I do with when dating and... I don't know why I titled that. I'm not even going to tell you the title I had on that. But, yeah, man, it's like, man, it's hard to have fun anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this age. It's not hard. It's just more like the people you want to have fun with, they're not down for the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are, they got shit going on. And, you know, you just feel restricted when you can't do things you want to do with those people because of just the way society is set up, the way tradition is set up. And I don't know, I can't really, how do I put that? Basically, like, okay, I'm young. I don't want to speak too much on this, but essentially I'm not young. I'm getting up there, but I mean, marriage is not like on my radar. It's like, I don't think highly of it because I just don't think highly of it. There's enough evidence out there to think highly of it or not think highly of it. I don't want nobody to have their cake and eat it too on this one. We're all just going to eat the same fucking cake. And realize there's missing pieces and pieces there. Eat it or don't fucking eat it. But I'm not pressed for marriage. And I feel like a lot of women are. And it makes dating hard when really you just want to treat somebody good. At the same time, you don't want to be taken advantage of. It's like, oh, this is my good treater. He's calling me today, so I'm gonna let him treat me good, and I'll go back to my husband or whatever the fuck may be going on. Like, I don't know. I just like freedom, and you know, it's just hard to have it. Man, I feel like, you know, I really feel like everybody in a box. Now, I'm speaking generally. I'm not speaking personally. I don't really have this problem per se. But I can generally say that most women want to be married. Most women do. They want somebody to call their own. They don't want to be looking like a fool, which, you know, whatever. That's a personal problem there. Like, me personally, I believe in freedom. My partners don't have to worry about shit. But there are supreme loyalists out here that just feel like they gotta submit on highest levels to people when you really don't. You can have your fun. You can have your cake and eat it too. Like, man, I was just listening to this lady on The Breakfast Club. I know it was only a 2-minute insert that I saw on Facebook. Ayanla Vasan, or whatever the fuck her name is. I'm sorry. It's an old lady. And I'm sorry to call her old. It's a very aged lady. I'm sorry. It's a lady who's been experienced. She's been here. And she was talking about polygamy. And the point that I love was like, who are we to tell someone who they should love or not? Now, I can immediately knock that shit down at the same time. But who the fuck are we to tell what somebody should like or not like? This goes for people who don't like gay people. This goes for people who don't like polygamy or who don't like monogamy. Like, you know, telling somebody they shouldn't be with a partner. Now, I just finished You. So that's a show on Netflix. And there was a lot of, man, mental health awareness in that bitch. And, you know, people dealing with fucked up partners. And I was just like, man, I see why people want to step into people's lives and be like, hey, don't do that, bro. Slow down. And I'm sure people do that on behalf of my partners, previous partners. And I get it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, people who want to be with me want to be with me for some reason. It is my fault, but I'm just being me and people love me. So why the fuck? But anyway, you know, it's about what you do to these people. Like, I do believe in the flower theory. Like, we're all flowers. I believe that more for women. I mean, women should be treating us like flowers too. Like, I don't know, what type of flower would we be? A dandelion. You guys are roses, we're dandelions. Either way, you take us up out the fucking root. You unrooted us. You gotta keep us planted. I gotta keep you planted. I gotta keep you watered, sunshine, fed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I believe in that fully. And, you know, I don't know. I think that's all that matters. But anyway, I hope my message is not being lost. Like, we need to be able to love how we want, love how we like. You know what I'm saying? You ain't hurting nobody loving nobody. Now, the problem is people get greedy. They're like, oh, that person's mine and I'm keeping them. I don't have that in me. I had that in me when I was younger. And I'm glad I defeated that shit. Some people think that's a mental illness. But I think it's a mental illness to want to hold a person down. If you remember, 400 or plus more years ago, people were doing that to people who really did not want to be in that relationship. And I'm using these words very loosely here, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. Some people do not want to be with you, but you want to be with them. Do not capture that. People love you. They can still love other people. Let them love other people and love you. If not, go love somebody else who will only love you. And how easy is that? I don't think that's easy. We have mothers, fathers, cousins, brothers, sisters, daughters, friends. Like, there's so many people to love. How can we be so stuck on ourselves to think that love should not be shared? But anyway, you know, I said my part, and I keep saying this piece. I'm tired of, like, this is the most I've ever talked about polygamy in this last 6 months. And I'm just tired of talking about it, because I just feel like you're either with it or you're not. But, and it's not even like I'm even for that shit particularly. I just want what I want, just like you want what you want. But anyway, oh shit. I forgot to do my goddamn emissions today. God damn it. Oh, man. What a fucking day. Didn't do anything I was supposed to do. But I enjoyed it, sort of. But anyway, moving on. Ashanti. Why is Ashanti in my shit? Oh, this is like that type of news that I feel like somebody made a big deal about and people just latched on. But apparently haters, people are getting on Ashanti. Like, people got on Rihanna for being a woman that's not married, that has two children and still has a boyfriend or whatever the fuck it may be. Now people are hating on Ashanti for debating Ashanti's frequent vacationing. Being a fine 42-year-old with no kids and nobody want to marry you is not a flex. What? Apparently they think she is an aging, lonely woman. I just don't understand. Like, I mean, you know, and these are opinions that some lonely person probably made up. And I think I stored this because I just want to point out that people are always complaining about everything. Like, how can you complain about such a fine-ass woman? Ashanti, I am 35 and available for you. Like, I mean, you know, what? Vacation all you want. You can do whatever you want. If I can get just a minute of your time, I am full. I am happy. It inspires me to live longer, to work out, to eat better, to not do things that destroy my life. Like, do you understand that, people? Give people, not people, you don't need to give people a reason to live, but just know that your presence is cherished. And I had more to say, but I can't. I don't know how to say it. I don't know. I lost my train of thought just now. But man. I just think Ashanti is hot. And if I could, I would. All right. Okay. This other one here. And this is to size you ladies who don't love your bodies. Okay. You BBL ladies that want to get BBLs. What you say there? Flex hard. That means vacationing frequently. Okay, this is for my flat booties, ladies out there. You are loved. You are appreciated. Don't worry about what these niggas who can't even pull a fat butt woman would want. But no, you don't need a fat ass to get a baller. Blogged by Get 'em Girl. I think this is I don't know who Get 'em Girl is. I don't know if it was an Instagram hashtag or whatever. It is crazy how many women think they are not good enough because they don't have a fat ass or a pretty, in parentheses, very pretty, please face. Especially young women. Folks talking about ass, this and that. I have a nice ass and appreciate it. It took me years to make friends with it, but we are good now. Yo, I never had to make a friend with my ass. My ass was my ass since I was an ass. You don't need a fat ass to get a baller. Most ballers don't marry a fat ass, of course. There are a few exceptions, and you can visit them in divorce court. It's way more complicated than that. In fact, men could really care less if you just know how to work with what you got. Same thing for the small dick niggas, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up. I wouldn't know. I don't know. What is small, what is big? Swing those narrow hips, shake that little ass, and make it work for you. Those BBLs are not necessary. Ballers love a confident woman. If not, they will eat you alive and not in a good way. I agree with that. It's just that I'm not a baller, so I don't know if y'all going to take what I say into consideration for you ladies out there that think you need to do that. Like, I've always, and this, I could take you, I can. I feel like I'm traumatizing to women when I say I hate weave or fake hair. You know, I still do. I've never changed. But I don't say it as much because I feel like I'm downing. I'm shitting on people. I'm not shitting on you. I'm just like, hey, that's not what I want to see. I'm looking this way now. I don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? And I try to call people pretty who change their hair up and when it's fake. And I'm just like, oh, you changed up. Nice. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't my thing. It ain't my cup of tea. And because of the philosophy, and like anything, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what you do. Do what you got to do. But ladies, I'm not attracted to that. I feel like it's a deficiency, a mental deficiency. I don't think it's healthy that you don't think highly of what God has given you. You're like, there's so many women who in high school were the shit then because they invested so much in their looks. And now, when you have to invest in your actual being, you know, having a job, making money, taking care of your kids or whatever, you don't have time to be looking good. You don't have the time to put in the effort to look good. So now you're just stuck with the I don't know. I don't even know. I kind of lost my train of thought there. But y'all don't have to do that. It's just literally just live well and you're going to be beautiful. Like, I don't know. Somebody's going to come find you. But I get it. You know, maybe, you know, it's the greediness of wanting to want what you want. I get it. You want a baller, shot caller, brawler, somebody that's not in the stands. I don't know where I was going with that, but you know, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like men, like I, let's see, I do some things like that, I guess. I get my hair done. I mean, I get my hair done for me, for real. I just don't like looking raggedy. But, I don't really care about nice clothes. I used to care about shoes. I don't give a fuck about that. I feel like all of that shit is a mental health issue. Like, I get on people that, like, sneaker collectors. I mean, it's a collector. You want to collect, like, people collect cars. But I feel like people do these things because they want to look cool. You know what I'm saying? So, like, oh, you got this, so you can get this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. There's certain things I just look down on when you're doing it for somebody else. Do it for yourself. I understand liking cars. Like, you can like weaves. Like, if you just like wearing different hairs, like, that's fine. I actually like that. Like, I like the shit when you know it's fake. Like, oh, a pink, a bright. Like, I like the hot girl wigs. You know, I still don't like wigs. Don't get the wrong impression. But on a fun night, a Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what? I'm throwing this hot pink, hot orange, hot lime green. Those are my favorite hot colors, girls, ladies. I like that little hot girl era. I did. Not for the literal hot girls that's out there just doing the wildest thing you can imagine, but, you know, just the part where you look in the part like, oh, you know, short skirt, lime green with the orange, pink hair. That's like, oh, wow. It's appeasing to my color chasm. Like, I don't know. But anyway, I'll move on. Self-love is the best love. There you have it. That's what I am trying to express here. Self-love is the best love. But if you want to get the BBL, spend your $1,000. Look stupid on the plane. I've seen it for myself. Women sitting like this on the plane. On a plane. You can't even do that. You can't even sit like this on a plane. But they're sitting like this on the plane because their butt hurts. But, you know, what the fuck? You're not allowed to do that. You can get hurt if turbulence were to strike. It's not safe getting BBLs. And I heard of them exploding. Like, I heard Cardi B had one pop on her or some shit like that. Like, and it's just not where it's at. But anyway, I digress. I forgot what I was even talking about. Oh, yeah, you don't need a fat ass. You don't need a fat ass, ladies. You don't need a fat ass. Your ass is just fine. If you got a fat ass, have a strong mind, because I don't want to just be thinking that's all you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be the problem. Like, I follow like at least 3 or 4 girls on Instagram that all they do is, you know what I'm saying? All they do is just they take pictures like this, and then all of a sudden it's like this, back at it. And I'm just like, girl, what am I to think? And now I just want to, it's hard for me to just... I hope people understand the words that I cannot say right now. I just feel like, what are you doing? Turn around. Say something. Say a joke. Do a quote. Talk about something important. Like, I don't know. It's just not a good look. That's not the ladies I'm looking for. I mean, you got my attention, but it's not what I'm looking for. Even though you got my attention. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I hope, you know, it's now more than ever being a man and dealing with women. I hate that. It just feels like we're not the same people. And more I feel like that. But I ain't gonna believe like that. I ain't gonna live like that yet. I feel like we're the same people. We still bleed blood. I just can't have a baby. I can't get a period. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And that's the difference. And those are big differences, but... You know, hey, I'm not trying to divide us. We are together, but gotta work a little harder to be together. You know what I'm saying? Like it's probably easy as shit to be gay. Now I heard, I've heard from a woman, a lesbian couple that it's like, oh, it's two women, so it's double the craziness. You know, I took that from the woman, so I didn't make that up. I didn't say that. That's what they told me. But I mean, I feel like it's easier when you know, like they say. This might be a little raunchy, but you know, they say women say women give the best head because they know how to perform on a vagina. So, I mean, and I would agree. I don't know how I got good at it. But, I mean, you know, and I don't even know if I am. I was just told. But if I'm told by the woman that knows, then I should be able to feel good about being good at that. And that's just my talk on that. But, yeah. All right, now to some more crazy shit. All right, I gotta figure out how I'm gonna end this. I didn't even want to go for an hour. I'm already almost there. All right, I'll start with this. How do y'all feel about, like, are we vegan? Are we, what are we, guys? What are we doing? What are we doing with our health? What are we doing with our meat? Are we eating meat out there? Because lab-grown chicken is on its way to U.S. grocery stores. It's headed to an American grocery store sooner than you think. On Monday, the Food and Drug Administration officially gave the green light to good meat. I don't know if this is Kanye's meat. It's good. G-O-O-D in capital letters, meat. And it's cultured chicken cell material. This manufactured food has been deemed safe for human consumption. Now, good meat just needs the final approval from the Agricultural Department before national grocers can begin selling the poultry. Good Meat's chicken has already seen success in Singapore. Oh, man. That's what's up, Britton. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, hey, shout out to Toya Love and Locks. That's my adore. And she does me well. I said it that way, and that's the way it's going to be said. Good Meat is the cultivated division of food technology startup Eat Just, Inc. Founded in 2016 by Josh Tetrick, the goal of Good Meat is to offer cell-based chicken without actually slaughtering animals, which I'm cool with. I don't think we should be killing animals, but I don't know. I don't know what God intended. Famous chef Jose Andres has partnered with Tetrick and the company to sit on their board of directors. He says this alternative to typically chicken is crucial. The future of our planet depends on how we feed ourselves, and we have a responsibility to look beyond the horizon for smarter, sustainable ways to eat. It sounds good. The politics are there. I get it. One lab-grown chicken company, Upside Foods, received FDA approval in November. They, along with Good Meat, utilize cells from chickens to make cultivated chicken goods. Though the new chicken offering is meant to reduce animal deaths and greenhouse gases, not everyone is sold on lab-grown meat. Many people on Twitter had questions regarding the safety of the food. I mean, the reason why this... The slaughtering of animals has been going on for so long that I'm not going to sit up here and buy that this is because of that. I believe that we're only caring because we're running out of meat. We're probably about to hit... It's shouting world hunger to me. You know what I'm saying? Even though we got a lot of vegan products and... I mean, I don't know. As long as the sun is shining and the water is pouring, I believe we can keep growing our food. Or if we have the power to do that within these buildings, we good. But I mean, I don't know. I really don't fucking know. I personally eat meat. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I could survive on greens, okay? But I will. I will do what I got to do if it comes to that. But that's interesting. Less red meat. So they went to serve clone chickens. Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, not even clone chickens. I don't know if that's the case. It's cell chicken material. Now, I've seen a documentary on this shit. It was my man Hasan Minhaj. He has a Netflix series where he does stand-up. It's like a stand-up for educational purposes. where he shits on evildoers. So I actually implore people to watch that. Hasan Minhaj is a good guy in my book. Sell material. Like, I want to believe it's a good thing. I purposely won't go cut a fucking, I won't kill an animal. I can't even kill a bug without good reason. Like, the motherfucker had to try to kill me first for me to have squashed it. What does a FDA arrest Bill Gates? I don't know. Now, I heard Bill Gates did buy up all the farmland that McDonald's uses. I've stopped eating at McDonald's, like, maybe every 2 months now, I probably will give in. But, yeah, what does FDA approval represent these days? That's a great question. What does FDA approval even mean, okay? They approve us to smoke cigarettes. They approve us to use backwoods. They approve us to, and these things say, no, you want to still childbirth? Use me. You want lung cancer? Use me. You know what I'm saying? These things are saying, try me, I dare you. Do you want to try and see how it is to live without a lung or without children? Like, I don't know. I mean, we still do these things. I mean, even me. But it's a lot of things out there. I want to believe this is a good thing. I really want to believe it's a good thing. I don't want to kill. I want these animals to progress. Like, I was just talking with someone about dogs today and how I have a love-hate relationship with pets. Like, I love my dog, Duchess. That's my dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? We come up, I had to give her some lashings for her to understand how to live in this property. But, you know, I'm against cages. It's a dog, you know what I'm saying? I've been raised to believe animals are animals. They have animal places. But the more and more I think about it, it's like, yo, we just banded up as humans. It was like, we're going to kill all these dogs if they keep coming up. And like, we're killing dogs. Dogs that don't have owners, you take it to a shelter, nobody picks it up, they cut the head off. I said that wrong. They'll kill the dog. But for some dogs that have diseases, they'll cut the head off so they can study the dog. Duchess is not ghetto as fuck. She is a queen, okay? that just is funny though. But so I might think I'm funny or whatever. Maybe somebody believes me. I hope somebody does. I mean, I don't know. We don't know. I feel like nobody knows, so you just gonna make fun of what you don't know. Make me the jerk, the comedian. But Clifford the Red Dog, I believe that's a real, could have been a real thing, or maybe it was a real thing, and maybe that's just the last story of what could have been if we would have not de-dogonized? De-dogonized these dogs? Like, if we didn't, cut their balls and their pussies off, like, oh my god, I know that's not the words, but we do that to these beings that are mammals. Like, we're mammals. Would you want your shit cut off? Like, what the fuck? And so I have problems with that. I have deep problems with that. There's good reasons that these animal people make up, but I just don't see the freedom in that. I don't think if they had to say that, they'd be like, oh yeah, cut that shit off because I'm gonna keep humping you until I get my nut, even if the nut don't come. Like, I just don't, it's funny, but it's not funny. It's like, ew, guys, what are we doing? But anyway, I'm missing my point, is that I feel like all animals probably would have, like you said, some people believe humans come from monkeys. And if that's the case, what would come from a lion? What would come from an alligator? Some people think Michelle Obama is a descendant of a fucking alligator, of a lizard. I'm not making this shit up. People believe this shit. And and I just feel like as though, like, if we didn't domesticate these things so much, you know, become the owners. I don't like owner. I don't like owning. Like, owning, we don't own shit. Somebody told me we own shit because they own the shit that they don't own, so they sold it to us. Like, how do we look saying we own some shit that was sold to us from somebody that never owned it? We don't own shit out here. But anyway, There's so much deep things going on in this world that I can't, you know, hey, we're already past it. We're already selling dogs and shit and whatever. Anyway, I'm just trying to say that I just wonder how big or would dogs be talking now? Would dogs be, like, I still believe we need to be in unison with all creations of from God. Like, the bugs can be helping us create buildings. The dogs can be helping us find bones of our lost loved ones. I don't know. I just feel like there's so much that so much can do if we, I don't know, thought a little better. But I mean, I could be totally wrong. I've only been here for 35 years. The world's been here for billions. I don't fucking know. But, you know, hey, what am I saying, right? Am I making sense? I don't know. But on to this lab-grown shit and clone shit. So this was news I had since February. Scientists in China have successfully cloned 3 super cows capable of producing an unusual amount of milk, a first step for reducing the country's dependence on imported cow breeds. Scientists cloned the calves from highly productive cows from the Holstein Friesian breed, originating in the Netherlands. I'm sorry, I'm missing my commas and my periods, guys. Excuse my reading. With the ability to produce 18 tons of milk per year, the scientists aim to build a herd of over 1,000 super cows in the next 2 to 3 years. Once again, I hope, I don't know. Cloning is something else to me. Just imagine you clone yourself, and then yourself is like, I'm better than you. I'm just gonna fucking kill you, because I can do your life better than you. Just imagine, I don't know. That's the first thing I thought about with clones coming. Maybe I watched too many scary fucking movies. But I don't know. I mean, I have put up a post before and said I would love a clone, an android, to do all the work where I just reap all the benefits. But that's not healthy living. You know, you have to do the work to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know if I believe in clones. Like, once again, I don't like slaughtering things. Like, if we were just going to clone animals, you know, is it the actual animal? Like, are we just cloning a meat bag? Is the brain even functioning? It's so much that I can't even process with thinking about clones. Like what the hell? I don't know, but I mean, see, China, North Korea, Uganda, these are all places where I don't know about are they thinking about the humans, or are they just thinking about the money? These are places where I just think they think about the money, because they do bad things. Like China, they've just like they did the Jews back in I'm sorry, I'm just not gonna say no more. I'm just gonna say that the fucking Chinese Muslims are being treated very badly in China, or they were, or they was, or they still are, and it's been underreported, and that shit ain't cool. So I ain't fond of China or North Korea. Even America. I mean, that's where I live. So, you know, I want my nation to sustain, because I don't want to end up like these other countries that are war-torn. People living in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I know we are not a great nation by far, but we are great by looks, I suppose. But, you know, I just want us to look the part as well. You know, we look good. I want us to be the part of looking good. You know what I'm saying? But it's still shit going on up in here. We got, you know, like that conversation earlier with my guy, like it's school shootings. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people trying to influence your kids to do things that you wouldn't want. You know, I don't know how much I believe in that. I feel like that always existed. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the school shootings, you know, it's the guns. The guns is a problem. Guns has always been here. It's just now in the schools, which it's always been. You know, Columbine and all that shit. But it's like, it seems like every day, every week. But I don't know. Everybody got their shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, little girls, little kids, you know, some countries believe that you can marry little kids at young ages. You know what I'm saying? Marry off your child. You know what I'm saying? It's so many countries with so much shit. I can only focus on what's going on here, and not even in the United States. It's too vast. I can only focus on what's going on in PG County, and not even PG County. I'm talking about in my city. The big UM. The vegan life does sound more appealing these days. Being beheaded, yes, you can be beheaded for, I'm not sure for what. I don't hope for anything like a rape. I guess, you know, I understand that being a reason why we want to kill people. I don't believe in killing people. I can't even kill a bug, guys. So it's hard for me to say kill a human. There is no human that I want dead, even though I know vile humans exist. I just want to believe in God. I do believe in God. I just, you know, I just wonder how fast he's, you know, it seems like God is just having a hard time with his creations. I don't know. Anyway, I think I'm saying too much. But, yeah, man. Porn and kids YouTube. I've heard of that. I've heard of, I know that it's maybe an epidemic of parents putting down a device in front of their kids. And here, put on Heezy's Reel. That'll steal your right. And that is correct. That's the correct statement. But not everything you can put in front of children. And I'm even questioning Heezy's Reel. But it's okay. Just make sure you watch it with them, okay? And that's what I was saying to this friend earlier. I don't want to divulge the friend, because the friend was saying that they okay with the Ugandan law. I don't think that's okay for any American sake, because we're American and we don't go for that shit out here. But I mean, you know, to each his own, and I want people to stand on what they believe. I just don't want you getting stoned and beheaded on my behalf, you know what I mean? Divulging your shit. But anyway, fuck, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, I said that. But yeah, man, shit. Lost my train of thought there. Lost my train of thought a couple times. I am drinking a cut water, guys. It's going to be a wild night for me. What else I got? Okay, a couple more. There's two more things. But yeah, clone cows, lab-grown chicken. Oh, frozen strawberries. Excuse me, guys. Frozen strawberries.
The FDA is recalling frozen strawberries sold at some big-name stores after five people contracted hepatitis A. Two people needed to be hospitalized. The outbreak is linked to fresh organic strawberries imported from Mexico. The recall affects Kirkland frozen strawberries sold in Costco stores in the western U.S., the Simply Nature brand in a dozen states nationwide, and Trader Joe's organic tropical fruit blend in stores across the country. The FDA is recalling frozen
Fucking strawberries, bro. I like strawberries, bro. Strawberries are good for your eyes. Speaking of eyes, carrots are good for your eyes. And I want you guys to know I put carrots in my fucking omelet today. On purpose. On purpose, accidentally. But it was healthy. It was all right. But back to the hepatitis in strawberries. Let me read what hepatitis is, because I forgot. I know it ain't good. A highly contagious liver infection caused by the hepatitis A virus. Hepatitis A is preventable by vaccine. It spreads from contaminated food or water or contact with someone who was infected. I don't want it. I don't want a vaccine to prevent me from strawberries. Like, come on, man. What's going on? It's like, sometimes I just wonder. I'm a conspiracy theorist. So I just wonder if these food companies know, and they're just waiting to be caught. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, a little bit of hepatitis C and B and a little bit of cancer. Who gonna catch me if they cook it right? Or blend it right? Ain't nobody gonna know if they don't show. You know what I'm saying? I just wonder. But that's crazy, man. But I'm not here to put the fear in y'all. Pray over your food. I've always done that. And look at me. I'm here today still. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm talking about a lot of shit that can cause fear, but don't let the solutionize. What do? We come together as a community. Aries are good for bringing the community. Go to your local Aries and say, hey,
I would like us to start a garden. Can you run it? Can you communitize this thing so we can do this, Aries? Please, we need you. Or we got to go ask the Sagittarius. The Sagittarius going to get it done, and you're going to be mad, Aries. Oh, a little astrology humor. Come on, laugh it up, guys. But anyway, yeah, man. It's hard out here for a pimp. A pimp trying to eat strawberries and chicken and a little beef. It's getting hard. And then last but not least, 342 cameras. 342 cameras. I'm going to try to do this without the article because I read it quickly earlier and I remember it. But Mary Bowser, whatever the hell her name is, the mayor of D.C., is imposing 342 cameras to be set throughout the fucking city so they can catch us. I mean, like, the reason why I brought this up is because I was afraid of how China was. Years ago, China has, they got like social police. They rate you. Like, they have camera feeds everywhere. They could put you on a billboard that says, oh, you're not a nice person, and you know, because you don't pay your bills. You have tickets. You're not a good person. This person's social equity is low because he doesn't abide by the government's laws or rules. And I just think that's what's about to happen over here with this type of shit. Now, okay, the cameras for tickets and like, okay, traffic violations. Okay, yes, it is horrendous. The traffic in DC, and I don't think this is gonna make it better, but I don't know, man. This is the beginning of the end. What can we do? Like, we need a solution. I guess this is my job, is to tell y'all these problems. I need an Aries to get the community together, hear what this Sagittarius is talking about, and terrorize these makers of laws who are fucking it up for the civilians. Okay? Fear Podcast Day. I don't even know what that means. Social credit system. Yes, that's what China has. But, yes, man. That's crazy. And then the other thing that goes along with that was loud music can get you fined. Now, this bothers the young Heezy who used to buy subwoofers and, you know, try to impress the ladies that like go-go music or rap music or whatever the hottest song is by seeing them on the street and then turning it up and making them go like, ooh, I like that song. Ooh, look at you. And which it never plays out like that. But that's what we all envision. And that's why some of us have loud cars, I suppose. I'm talking about the younger me. Some of the people are old and doing that still. But, yes, you can get fined. You can now get ticketed for having a loud car thanks to sound measuring meters on traffic cameras. Sound meters that capture the volume of passing vehicles have been introduced as a new feature to speed cameras by legislators. In many cities, noise ordinances apply to anything from loud parties to construction noise in vehicles. Police can measure your exhaust noise using a decibel meter, and if your car is too loud, you may be stopped and given a ticket. These new noise regulations will mostly apply to modified vehicles. Just last year, the Stop Loud and Excessive Exhaust Pollution Act, SLEEP Act, was passed to increase enforcement aging against motorists and repair shops that illegally modify mufflers and exhaust systems to make them excessively noisy. I'll stop right there because, oh, I got a cousin of mine that I don't know if this is attractive to you, but these loud-ass exhausts, like I do in the morning, 7 a.m. in the morning, that's not what I want to fucking hear is a fucking car being started and groom, groom. Like, you sound like you need to get your fucking car fixed. Like, what is that? You have a lion in your car. Let the lion out. Like, what is going on? Like, why? Do people not know of, mothers go through this a lot. Let me shout out the mothers. It's called oversensory shit. Oh, I forgot what it's called. It's like the sensory overload. That's what the fuck it's called. Like, you know, and it makes me think because I've seen You know, growing up and seeing children now and what they do to their mothers, I'm just like, oh my God, I was doing that to my mom. And oh my God, somebody did not get slapped enough. I mean, I did, but damn, I used to be annoying as shit, I'm sure. Because I wasn't as annoying as this little kid. That kid, little kid's annoying as fuck. But yeah, I mean, people who have kids, I'm not going to say just the mothers, I guess dads too. I personally would put in headphones, ladies. I mean, like, I don't know the dang. I'm not a parent, but I do have questions. Like, I will, am I going to get myself in trouble by telling you people out there that I will put headphones in when my child is crying? Like, I'm watching the kid. I'm going to watch and change his diaper while he's crying his eyes. Like, I can visually see you. I hear you. I know you're crying, but do you have to hear the cry to know the trouble? Like, I don't plan to keep my headphones in forever, you know, it's just like, oh, for this 10 minutes or so. Hey, lucky day is going to play while, it's not your lucky day, little fuck. I mean, somebody feel me out there. I'm just saying, let's use technology to better our life experiences. I could be wrong, though. Maybe you're not supposed to, you know, blank out your kid while they're shouting for their lives. I can definitely understand that. I wouldn't want that for me as a child. But yeah. Being loud is a thing, though, guys. Tone deaf is a thing. Quiet the fuck up. If somebody has told you this before. But no, that was, I don't know. But that is all. This is 1 hour and 16 minutes. I don't think I need to be going on too long. I have to wake up. What in the parenting world? Oh, Lord. See. I don't know. But yeah, that's all I have. I love you all. I appreciate everybody in my life trying to get me to do positive things. And I just appreciate everybody in my life, period. You people that are doing bad, you're teaching me that I don't want to do bad. Do better. Anyway, yeah, it's hard to say goodbye. It's always hard to say goodbye. Who knows if I'll see you next time? Who knows? Who knows if you'll see me? I meant that the other way, too. Like, who knows if I'll see you next time? But, yeah, guys, I love you all. And just do the right thing and, you know, be the right thing. Be the sunshine. And, yeah, goodbye. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a great week. Have a great month. And, yeah, I'm trying to rhyme, but I cannot because I might be a little tipsy.